the October 4th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan is excused. Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
And Chair Fowler is excused, I believe.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 20th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Hogan has arrived at 7:01. Thanks, Patty. First item of business is D1, Plan Development District number 29, in addition to the Innovative Health and Fitness. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. We may remember this has been before the Plan Commission twice before. Last time it was tabled, there was some discussion by the Plan Commissioner. They had some concerns, some of which included the setbacks. This proposed addition to the building would be located immediately to the north of the building, close to the property line. They were in the original proposal. This field house would have been located a little bit beyond the extent of the existing pavement, so closer to the trees, closer to the property lines, both to the north and to the east. They have made some revisions and resubmitted the plans. That's what you have in front of you tonight. They did move part of that building, so now that the eastern half of that building is now flush against the side of the existing building, the western half of the field house is still separated. There will be like a corridor between this new field house and the existing building, but it will be roofed over entirely. We'll have a door to get into it. Because they made that change, they've been able to pull part of it back a little bit further from the north and a little bit further from the east. So now the existing building would be not extending past the existing pavement on the north and would extend as far as the garbage dumpsters, which extend just a little bit past the asphalt on the east side of the property. But still, with that location, there are wetlands that they did not have a natural resource protection plan last time either. We do have a partial one now. It shows the wetlands, the setbacks and buffers. It doesn't show woodlands, and it doesn't show a shore buffer. But based on that wetland information, there are wetlands adjacent to that stream that's immediately off the property to the east, and the stormwater pond to the south of the building has been identified as a wetland as well. With those setbacks and buffers, this new field house addition would be located inside setbacks and buffers, but not in wetlands. If that stream to the east is navigable, it would also be within a shore buffer. So if the Plan Commission wants to recommend approval of this, that is one of the conditions staff is recommending, that the Natural Resource Protection Plan be completed and that shore buffer navigability determined. And if so, then they would have to do either move the building or do a natural resource special exception. There are a number of other conditions that I have in that draft resolution. So again, or in this instance, staff is now recommending approval with conditions. Those conditions are listed in the draft resolution, or a draft ordinance, excuse me.
Did we close out the public hearing?
I believe we did.
Okay. So just in case, I'll close the public hearing if it's not been closed. Okay, so at issue here is condition 2, which says move the building. Is that correct, Joel?
I would believe that's the most important one.
And if we choose to delete condition 2, yes, the alternate requirement is to do a natural resource special exception. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the applicant saying that would be fine by them. And the other one I have a problem with, but I need to talk to the applicant about it, is 12. Change the gravel path to a pervious paver around a backer building.
And change it from the east side of the building to the north side.
Use that one, Justin. Thanks.
Justin Johnson,
JST Professional Services, Bussey Road in Waukesha. That path on the east side of the building, we strictly put it there because the architect said for life safety that there had to be a path coming from that southeast door coming around. But if we can confirm with him that there's no issue with that, we're fine with removing it. If that makes sense.
Just putting it on the north. Right, Joel?
Yep. The purpose of that, I thought, was to allow the residents who live to the east who go to the facility to continue to have their shortcut.
No, there's already a path that kind of comes through the woods right there. If you've been back there, you've kind of seen it. That's not the purpose of that gravel that we have shown, because those doors are not open to the public anyways. Right. So if you wanted a path along the north side of the building so that that path from the neighbors could connect in, I don't think we'd have an issue with running along that north edge of the building.
I didn't think about that, but we've got some members over there. Mm-hmm.
So the condition to make it pervious. Okay.
Subject to being okay with the fire department.
Pervious pavers are more expensive than a crushed granite, but you have to do under drains and different things so that it holds up.
That would strictly be an emergency egress path.
Would
and
be
and
in,
Mr. Dino, what's in your mind? What's the difference? Why are you requesting pervious pavers as opposed to crushed gravel?
Because I thought it would be. Partly because it's, if it needs to be used by the fire department, because I know they didn't need full access. That I asked them, do they need the full access for their trucks? They don't. But I thought that the pervious pavers would be a little bit better, would stand up to a little bit more if they did have to use it for something more than just walking on it, whether it's for the clients to the east or to the fire department. So the material wasn't as important to me as to the location, though. I was more concerned about moving it to the north because it's going to be such a tight squeeze on the east. I wanted to limit as much encroachment into the natural resources on the east as I could.
And that's part of the reason we made it gravel versus a pervious material. And we also, if you recall, Joel, in our last meeting, the doors faced east.
Yep.
We now move them to the north and south elevation to further reduce any encroachment to the east.
So again, the material wasn't as important to me as the location.
So we would like to take it away from the east to keep the encroachment away and put it on the north. Is that correct?
Yes.
Guys?
I don't believe we can take it away from the east because there's a distance for egress coming out of the building, and that's why that one door on the south east portion of the building has to be there, and there has to be a path for them to get around that east side of the building.
We could potentially narrow it up, though. I think we have it shown at like 8 or 10 feet wide. I think we could get that down to 5 feet and still meet the requirement for a safe walking path.
Joel, 5 feet?
Yes.
Where it is?
Yep. I'd prefer to see if the fire department did want it.
I'm fine with meeting with Adam and making sure he's okay with that.
I believe those other instances, like St. James Church and stuff, I don't think they had to put gravel trails on the backside. I thought there was an exit there.
We did meet with the fire chief a couple of different times now, and he was not concerned about getting vehicle apparatus around those two sides of the building, but if he wants something on that side or doesn't need something, we're happy to meet with him again and just confirm that.
We'll meet whatever he wants. If he's okay with it going away, and it still needs quote, that's fine.
And I would say subject to the fire department, because if they have a concern about the width, I guess I would default to them too.
All right, so I'm going to ask you for item 12, okay?
Are you worried about the slope on that east side of the contour of the land?
No. I didn't think there was going to be a big change.
No, we're not planning on filling up against that side. We're just going to keep it at existing grade there. And I think we had metal stairs coming down to get us down to grade up that edge so we didn't have to cut in stoops and stairs and different things, too.
Lowering the elevation so that it can be flat.
Okay.
Joel, what was the other issue that you and I talked about and that the applicant is interested in changing? Is there another one, Bob or Justin?
Oh. And that was only a suggestion also.
Which is that?
Concrete panels.
Oh.
So that was only a suggestion.
You and I all have a professional.
Yep. But also remember, if you don't agree, it's not in the ordinance. So you would have to make a motion to add it to the ordinance.
Questions from the commission for staff? Commissioner Hogan?
Has this been, this revised, been put out to the neighbors that were here for the last meeting? Do they know about the revisions or?
I'm not sure if they know about them. They asked us last time we were here if we could, I mean, I think the concerns we heard from them were that they wanted the building farther away, if they could, or move on, and then close the garbage, but move the garbage, and the building would be moved farther away. So I guess I assume they were, I don't want to speak to them, they're not here. But,
right.
You know, when
and I'm assuming because they're not here, they're okay, but.
Yeah, again, Daryl and I have met multiple times, and we have talked about that's what you wanted, you know, farther away. As far away as I can get it would be the best. But there's other things that they'd like that, you know, this will change, which is including a garbage, because that sometimes is blown along. And then I guess, we now have some cameras, but there's kids in the back that'll maybe park there and drink some wine. I follow Daryl, like some of the wine bottles that gets kicked into the collection. But, you know, they don't want kids hanging around there either. So this would all fill that up and now everything would kind of come forward. But again, I think the concerns I heard were more, again, I don't want to speak to them, but about the building being closer.
More positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
For the audio recording, that voice in the background is Scott Cole, the applicant. Alderman Dandrea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How about landscaping? Well, we don't see any of the landscaping, but I know that there was significant interest to, if you're going to clean up that side, that's great, but also setting up some kind of a buffer. I don't see the plans, so is it coming or is it?
There's a landscape plan in the packet.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's in the middle of the packet.
No wonder why. Okay.
In the middle of that.
Yeah. Okay, Joel, are you fine with that landscape plan?
No. I wanted them to add some variety to the trees they plant. So I agree that they should be evergreen on the east side.
Yep.
They'll be a better buffer than deciduous. But they're probably going to disturb some of the trees on the north side. So if they do disturb trees on the north side, I would want them to plant some deciduous trees on the north side as well. And then for the evergreens, mix up the species a little bit.
And yeah, and we don't think we're going to disturb trees on either side with the way we've pulled the building back now. You know, we may have to do a little bit of trimming of a couple of branches if they get close to the building wall, but that would be the extent of it. We're not taking out trees from the trunk. And
okay. So if any of your equipment does damage the roots, and in a year you see dead foliage or dead trees, it's known that you guys will fix it?
Yeah, that's part of my property. So yeah, I don't want to fix that. Again, I have members back in that neighborhood. I don't want to cause any fire.
No.
So yeah, absolutely. You know, to put a tree in and keep my members and non-members happy, yeah, it's well worth the drive.
Okay. Then all the services that were mentioned here, are those staying on? Like the laser services, cosmetic?
Mr. Deedle.
The three uses staff's not recommending approval of aren't in the ordinance. So, yes, that the laser service would not be approved. The Plan Commission would have to make a motion to add it. Not in the ordinance was also medical services, and the third one was wine and beer service. Those three uses staff was not recommending approval of. Those are not in the ordinance, but if you wish to have them, you have to make a motion to add them. I did agree with all the other changes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I just wrote it all down. Okay, I'll cross it out. Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. I guess first I'd like to say that I embrace this. This can be a great thing. I guess I'd further like to commend staff. I think they did a good job of evaluating the plans, considering their shortcomings. We've got a pretty extensive list of things that need to come back for their approval. I'm not real comfortable with not having a lot of these answers up front, but we can trust staff and it could work. Concerns I have, I guess we were talking about the landscape. There's two big spruces on either side of the dumpster, and then I just hear the dumpster's going away.
Correct.
So how are those? Those will be gone, I would assume. Okay, right. Well, these are the trees we just talked about saving and protecting, but they're 30-foot-plus spruce trees, and I assume they're dead as soon as construction starts. So, again, I like the idea of mixing it up and having some diversity of evergreens on that east side. I'm okay with what we talked about on 12. Number two, I'm with staff on that one. I think the building should be moved. If we need to slide it 10 feet to the west. I'm not seeing any, I know you don't want to revisit the plans, but we don't know, the NRPP isn't complete. We don't know where the shoreline buffer line is. We don't know what that setback would be. So we could be potentially approving a building that can't be built there, and then we're operating under the assumption that we're going to come up with a special exception for the natural resources, which has pretty much wiped out all the natural resources on the site already. We never turn down natural resource exceptions, but we don't know. So we're being very presumptive. We're being asked to advance this forward with an issue that we really don't know. That building may not work there. And we don't know that, in fact, Environmental Commission, Plan Commission, and Council will approve that natural resource special exception. So it's a little bit, I think we're hanging ourselves out there a little bit too much. I seriously think that the building can be pushed to the west 10 feet. I don't think it's critical. I've been out there a couple times and looked at it in terms of the facade of the existing building versus the new one. There's going to be enough dimension and relief there. I understand the complexities of making the courts inside of the building function, but I've looked at that, and I think that they can be reconfigured, that whole space. It works well the way you've got it shown, but the building needs to be shifted. And if you rotated and moved them around, and I'm not going to design it for you, I think there's a viable solution that would give you just as much functional space inside. The architecture would look good, and the building gets moved to the west. Those are my thoughts on it. But I am supportive of it, and I think staff nailed them all. It's number two is the one I wouldn't be comfortable surrendering.
Roughly $2.5 million project. We've got this reputation that we've been trying to overcome for the last, how long have we been sitting here? 4 years? That we're a pain in the ass to deal with. And I'm not in a position to determine whether or not the internal functioning of this building can be moved around to accommodate 10 foot into a buffer zone. That 10 feet just doesn't bother me. I'm sorry. It's a buffer. I would rather have the business and have them plant more trees. I'm okay with conditioning it on acceptance of an NRSC. That's fine by me. Then a lot of people look at it. But I think we ought to take care of a good Franklin business that a lot of our friends and neighbors go to, and the owner is a good Franklin resident with at least two businesses here in the city. To hang them out on 10 feet is just, to me, and I appreciate what you're saying. I respect your opinion.
It's wet. Wet. Go out there and look right now. It's really wet. You got one whole corner of the building is in water.
My recommendation is to change condition two to be subject to a natural resources special exception and proper delineation of the stream and buffer areas. Commissioner Morrow.
I forgot to mention earlier, but last time this came before, I brought up the fact that I'm a member here, so is there a conflict? After talking to the city attorney, I wouldn't financially benefit one way or the other, so I'm okay to vote. So.
I wish I could say I was a member.
I think you said that last time.
I didn't say I was a regular member.
Soon you could be a silver snaker.
All right, well, let's go backwards in order. Item 12, Mr. Dito, do you have a suggested motion for that?
Number 12, subject to approval by the City of Franklin Fire Chief, the applicant shall revise the site plan to remove the gravel path along the east side of the building addition and to add a gravel path along the north side of the building for department review and approval prior to issuance of a building permit.
Is there such a motion to substitute 12 for that motion? Discussion. All those in favor of making that change to item 12, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to 2 then. Let's do the controversial one. You have my opinion. So I do know that the applicant has done many iterations of the layout in between in the inside the building. This is where function meets form. So Mr. Deagle, do you have a suggested motion to make it an NR? Subject to the NRSE?
The applicant shall obtain a natural resource special exception for the proposed field house for Department of for City Franklin review and approval prior to issuance of the building permit.
Second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Plan Commission requires 4 affirmative. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Deagle, please.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
Mayor Olson's voting?
Take the rest.
Nope. Does not need to, maybe. Glenn?
Aye.
The engineer, excuse me. And Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. 4 ayes, 1 no. And I respect the 1 no. I just want to move on.
Yes, do I.
Okay, so any of the other ones?
And then the original motion for all the rest of it.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-30434 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 29, which is a wellness center, Murky Carstensen, Inc., and Meyer, can't we change that, for construction of approximately 25,500-square-foot fieldhouse building to allow for additional uses as permitted within the existing wellness center, including but not limited to seasonal outdoor training, physical therapy, sports league, and individual play, et cetera, and to allow building setbacks of 15 feet and 30 feet to the north and east property lines. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Respectively, to accommodate construction of a field house building at 8800 South 102nd, subject to the additional motions previously had in the record.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Let's do it. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks. I appreciate that. Kevin, I do appreciate it.